Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Cry havoc and let loose the dogs of revolution and war. Hundreds protest in Iraq, TV station torched. People are like, why would the globalists want this? Why would they want Libya overthrown, Egypt? Because they're planning to jack up world energy prices and fully implode the economy and bankrupt the general population and drive them into the arms of the government. Now, I'm going to come back in the next segment and kind of recap all these new developments. They're coming in quick. This has all been forecast. Again, they're real rebellions by oppressed people. But the globalists can just sit back. They know sociological factors that are involved in the prospectus written by the IMF and World Bank, known as the IMF Riot, that this stuff will burn itself out within 6 months, and then everything's basically in shambles, and then they can come in and really take control of those countries even more. And during the interim, when oil gets disrupted and pipelines getting blown up in Egypt and shut down and in Libya, and Iran sending warships, that's confirmed through the Suez Canal, and Israel threatening to blow them to kingdom come. Whoa! I mean, this is getting crazy. And I've read Brzezinski's books. I've read the Trilateral Commission reports that are public. I interview the experts. This is it. And this is all just a rollout prelude to confrontation with China. That's what William Source and others are saying. This is the globalists have conned the Chinese, conned the Arabs, conned us, and they're just playing us all off against each other as they sit like a conductor with a symphony of destruction. In fact, we ought to queue up symphony of destruction. You know, I know we have it in there, or John Harmon, you've got it up there in Minnesota. If you can find symphony of destruction, let's come in with that. Ted, just finishing up with you, then I'm going to come back and get into all this. People can notice I'm kind of calm today because it's like watching your house burn. It's horrible. It's terrible. But it's also kind of exciting in a sick way. What do they call it from World War II where the pilots would be strafing a train or a armored column and they would get target psychosis and basically fly right into it? I mean, I'm just sitting here watching this thing start to burn, and I know where it's going, and I can feel it, Ted. I mean, you can feel the start. This is the world government trying to rise up, man. I tell you what.
It sure is, and I just hope that people recognize that and fight like holy you-know-what to stop it. And you know, this is going to destroy. It's just going to literally eat up and destroy the value of the currency. And unfortunately, anybody that saved their money or worked or has a pension or anything that has to do with the United States dollar, God help them. Because you know what? People, you know, especially the retirees and the people that are working are going to be working like
But Ted, slaves. You know what else is scary? Do you know how prominent this is going to make Ron Paul and myself and others? That's why they positioned back that we've been right about all this. I do not want the power that we are about to get because we have told everybody. I don't just feel the evil rising. I feel the 1776 rising. And I'm like, I do not want this power. I mean, I understand we're entering danger here, Ted. We have positioned ourselves as the main opposition.
It sure has.
What? I mean, what? Alex Jones? I never imagined this. What, me?
Crazy. I mean, it really is. It's amazing what's happened here. But you know what? It's funny when you have liberty burning in your belly and you know what the truth is and you end up spending your life creating videos that actually move people the right direction so they can recognize what's going on. And all of a sudden, now we're in the position where all this is coming down. Well, guess what? The people are going to look to you for answers. And the people that are trying to pull the strings and the puppet masters, they're looking at Alex Jones and they're going, oh, man, we got to get this guy. You know, and I just, all I can say is that, you know what, that we're doing the right thing, and that's why it's so popular, and it's going to get more popular, and that's why I think it's so important that people take advantage. I mean, look, if you want liberty, get Alex's videos. If you want to
look at how the truth sets you free, if people would have listened to us 10 years ago and bought gold at $300 an ounce, look where they'd be. 800-686-2237. I believe you ain't seen nothing yet. Don't miss this opportunity.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You take a mortal man and put him in control.
Watch them become a god.
Watch him become a god. Watch people's heads a roll.
Roll. Roll.
Roll.
Just like the Pied Piper.
Just like the Pied Piper. Let rest through the streets. Dance like a marionette. Swaying through the symphony of destruction. Waxing like a robot.
It's metal brain corrodes.
It's metal brain corrodes. You try to take us balls
before the head explodes.
Before the head explodes.
We are seeing a globalist launch, worldwide destabilization campaign planned for close to 5 decades as the rats are being turned loose. So the population will beg the Pied Piper. And the point I was making back during the last break about the Liberty Movement, all of you that have warned your friends and family and been laughed at, the people that laughed at Ron Paul 3 years ago, the people that pilloried this broadcast and attacked us from every level, when I talk about don't give me this power, it is daunting to know that we are one of the leading salvos, one of the leading spears fighting the globalists that are aware of their program. We know the attack profile. We've been proven right so many times that all of us who know the score have incredible responsibilities. I do. You do. The Genesis Network. Everyone does. Other talk show hosts listening right now. This is so real. This is so big, what's happening in the world right now. And they have begun the dominoes to fall for global destabilization to create a crisis so horrible that the public will beg for world government. And I do not like the fact that I'm so prominent. I can feel the danger increasing. But it's a responsibility, and I passed the point of no return a long time ago, and so did you. Because even if you try to serve this system, folks, it's going to destroy you. So once you realize you don't really have a choice, you've got to fight it with every ounce of energy, with every bit of intellect, with your heart, with your soul, with everything. I just pray that God lead God and direct us, and that we repent for the things we've done, the decadence. The globalists have sold us corruption to make us weak, to make us rotten inside. None of us are perfect, but we need to get our hearts right with God. We need to all of us get our hearts right with God, because the crises that we're already in, the crises that are expanding and getting worse by the day, are going to be used to try to usher in planetary despotism, planetary enslavement. And I want people listening to realize the incredible historical crossroads that we all stand at the fulcrum of. What we do now will echo throughout human civilization. Don't be a spectator. Be involved. People aren't going to laugh at you now when you warn them. Many people who have been laughed at in the past, just average folks out there, tell me their friends, their family are listening now, and that is so positive. I am risking my life, my name, my treasure, everything, because corruption must be faced. It must be dealt with, or it will grow like a cancer out of control. Let's put that photo of Muammar Gaddafi up on screen if we can find it again for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. If not, just search the term Muammar Gaddafi in military uniform in his ridiculous gold clown suit. And so if you look at this in a one-dimensional view, it's like, oh, great, a thug's being thrown out. But when you understand, good, Hosni Mubarak's been thrown out. But then you see the very same military people behind him step in, there will be no freedom. This is purely to drive up oil prices, to try to put people the media can call more extreme into power, and to try to have the buffer zone of the Middle East basically turn into a lake of carnage. Let me cover the news, and I'm going to your phone calls. Hundreds protest in Iraq, TV station torched. This out of the Toronto Sun. Hundreds of protesters and fired by unrest around the Arab world, took to the streets of the northern Iraqi city on Sunday, and at least 48 people were injured. A police official said security forces fired in the air when demonstrators chanted against corruption, tried to approach the headquarters of the Kurdistan Democratic Party, where clashes on Thursday killed two people and wounded dozens. And it just goes on from there. TV station's been torched. Dealing with the situation in Libya, it is being reported that military aircraft fire at Libyan crowds, and Al Jazeera is reporting, Reuters is also reporting that, and, you know, these are armed people. They've gotten arms either by taking them from security forces, or they've been pre-armed. They've taken tanks. They were trying to take over a military base when this happened, if you can believe any of this. That does make them a military target, but and if you don't think our military's been trained, if we try to take over a military base to kill you dead or in a hammer, you got nothing coming. They're openly training the military. It's even in the Army Times going back 2.5 years ago and since then many times that they are, quote, preparing our military to, quote, pull triggers on the American people. In fact, I read from an Army report that was put out last year, Army Strategic Shock Report, says troops may be needed to quell U.S. civil unrest. Purposeful domestic resistance would require military to rapidly determine the parameters defining the legitimate use of military force inside the United States. We reported that in December 16th, 2008. See, they've all geared up for this. I mean, folks, I was a mainline kind of libertarian-style Ron Paul guy. I didn't get into Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones and you know stuff like that. I was just a mainline libertarian, and I got on talk radio and TV 95, Radio 96, and people would send me documents, articles. I'd see an article about the police chief being dealt a force trying to pay him off in the San Antonio Express News. I'd call the chief up. Hey, I'm got a local radio show and a TV show in Austin. I'd come interview you. Alex Jones interviews L.A. Philippus. It's in my film, Police Day 2000. Show up at his office, have an hour-long meeting, and he says Delta Force trying to buy off the town in a secret takeover operation. Then I interviewed Thomas Sanchez, emergency manager, Vietnam veteran, former Army intelligence, so he knows what he was seeing. He was approached. He came on my radio show. He was approached in Kingsville, down in South Texas, basically for a martial law takeover drill. And I'd go on air and talk about it. I mean, they've been preparing for at least 15 years at a breakneck speed for the total collapse of the U.S. And in all the training, it's stock market crash, dollar devaluation. And then the very banks that run America on record have done all of this. I mean, again, that's what's so frustrating for me. This is 100%. This is 100%. This is not my opinion. We told you all this was coming. I have been dreading this, but now at a certain level, I'm almost like, well, at least, you know, we were right, but that's kind of sicky sweet. Leaves a bad taste in your mouth, but in a way, it's vindication. But then it's just confirmation, and it's, I use the analogy of being 11, 12 years old and getting off the school bus, and three or four, it happened a bunch of times. You know, 14, 15, 16, 17-year-olds get around you and beat you up and punch you in the nose. And, you know, you try to fight back a little. But then it made me strong, you know, after it happened dozens of times. To the point by the time I was about 13, well, now when the 17-year-old came up, I just learned to savagely attack him and start punching him in the nose and doing whatever I can, and headbutting him and just turning it loose. You know, it's almost like you're scared when the bully's walking up, but once they go ahead and swing, once you felt them hit you, it's like, boom, it's on. I'm not scared anymore. I'm going to open a can of you-know-what on you. And that which does not kill us only makes us stronger, as Nietzsche said. I don't agree with a lot of what Nietzsche said, but I certainly agree with that, the German philosopher. But it's so many emotions right now, because this is just another complete, total verification of everything we've said. And we know the globalists planned all this, and we know what it leads to next. And it's amazing. I mean, they plan to shut the economy off here. They plan to have cascading demonstrations and riots in the next few years. But, again, just acclimating us to having TSA on every street corner, telescreens in Walmart, telling us to spy on each other. I mean, it's 1984. But at least we've got radio networks. At least we've got the web for now, though they're all over the news. Internet kill switch gets makeover. CNET News. I mean, they're not setting up an internet kill switch, which, by the way, is already in place. They're just now announcing it, and they want legal backing through Congress on it. They're not doing all this because they're going to play games. And there probably is coming a time, if we don't put out the full effort and resist them, because this is a fight. This is an ongoing brawl right now between unorganized free humanity, who's got the truth, a powerful weapon, and the lying globalists who have all the resources. And so history's happening right now. And this is it. And I don't know what to say to you. I mean, it's all there. It's all on record. And it's all hiding in plain view. And what we do now is going to count forever. Globalists talk about societies being frozen, and then they will unfreeze things with revolution, either cultural or physical or a mix, to try to re-engineer quick change for them. But during this liquid phase, we can wrest control of the levers of power at every level and block these people, because the globalists are very strong in their rampant drive but they also are very weak during that period. It's a paradox. Your call straight ahead. Mark Faber coming up.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fits standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Okay, I keep saying I'm going to go to your calls, but breaking news, London Telegraph, we don't know if this is true. They do this to destroy confidence to make sure he falls, but it probably is. Who knows? Libya, Colonel Gaddafi flees to Venezuela as cities fall to protesters. It's admitted the cities are falling. White House and diplomatic sources say this is not from news media. This is from, quote, credible inside sources. Let's go to some of your phone calls right now. Ray in Indiana, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. It's a pleasure and honor to speak to you. The question I had for you, sir, was regarding, I know that you've been talking about that China is obviously buying a lot of gold, And I was just curious as to what is your take on they're going to hoard all this gold. Does that mean that they could potentially dump it on the market and do something with other economies if they were to devalue gold?
Well, there's ratios, and I went over this actually last week, breaking down the numbers. Gold demand is now way above production. The Chinese are now one of the biggest holders, but also the government is the biggest producer now. They've bought mines and developed mines all over the world. And so there's not enough gold for them. They could dump it and drive it down for a period, but the underpinning issue is not just dollar devaluation. Every other major currency, including the Chinese currency, is being devalued. And so I think I can ask Mark Faber about that coming up, about what he sees with the, he's a real expert on China, their capacity to do that. In fact, I'll ask him that first when he joins us coming up here.
Great. Well, I appreciate that, sir, and I hope you have a good day and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Ray. In fact, let me write a note now so I don't – I had a pen here. Guys, just write me a note so I don't forget and ask. Well, if Faber's come up in a minute, I'll be able to remember that. It's a good question. Let's go ahead and talk to Patrick in Kansas. Patrick, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
After hearing what you said about the oil today, this question kind of comes to be insignificant. But as far as the Middle East and how these riots are starting, it's mainly the students, right? So you've got unemployed students that are there, and that's who they assemble. Well, here in the United States, our students are going through the student loan debt crisis. And I was kind of just saying, how is that going to play into the riots that will soon happen here in America, where you've got all the young entrepreneurs, all the educated people that have no financial ability.
That's a no-brainer. That's what all of our economic experts and historians are saying. What you've already seen in multiple states in the last year, riots at campuses over increased tuition. I mean, education just gets more and more expensive, and then most people who get a degree end up working at the grocery store. And so, absolutely. I mean, look, globalism was about destroying economies and consolidating power in the globalist hands. A quote, post-industrial world. That's the stated goal of the charlatans like Al Gore and John P. Holdren and David Rockefeller and all these scumbags. And so it's about positioning you so you're not independent. And so, yeah, no, it's just going to get more insane from here on out. I mean, the fight's been going on, but now it's on. I mean, you know, we are deep into this right now. I mean, this is a death struggle versus liberty and tyranny. I mean, it is tectonic. It is colossal. It is unparalleled, the period we're entering. It's got war written all over it. It's just insane. I mean, just the entire geopolitical hologram is going into flames.
And like what we talk about is like strategies to secure yourself. Well, if you're just out of college, you're professional age, and you haven't had the chance to secure yourself or anything, you've got these student loans, you're pretty much screwed in the system.
Unless you get a Homeland Security job, now the biggest growth sector, prisons and Homeland Security, and so you'll have millions more people every year going on government payroll. Kind of the TSA model of $15 an hour with petty power trips, sucking off whoever else has got money who isn't a globalist. Can you imagine? I mean, we know what happens in civilization during a period like this. We understand exactly how they're going to play it. We know their moves. It's like we're playing a chess champion whose moves are well known. And we're there, but the rest of the public doesn't even know we're playing chess. And I'm up here going, here's history, here's the template, here's their own admissions, here's their own battle plans. Something this big, a lot of it's secret when they're going to pull this or that, but the entire moves that they're planning and have already engaged are public. And so they've laid out their blueprints, this continuity of agenda everywhere. And so exactly when certain things are going to trip, we don't know, but we know the general move. It's like we're following a roadmap here. We've got their blueprint. We've got it out here. And we know how they're going to build it and what they're going to do. I mean, do we know when a truck's going to pull up and put the plumbing in? No. But we can get a good idea. Well, now it's time to put the plumbing in. You know, now they put the drywall in. You know, now they're putting the carpet in. They're putting the fixtures in. I mean, we're just watching it fall like dominoes.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side.
Well, there couldn't be a better time to have the editor and publisher of the Gloom Boom Doom Report, gloomboomdoom.com, economist Mark Fauber. I can't go over his illustrious bio in the time we have in the next 25 minutes, but he, of course, graduated at 24 with a Ph.D. in economics, magna cum laude, and he joins us from Thailand today, a real expert on world markets, especially what's happening in Asia. And I've got so much to discuss with him on oil, gold, what's going to happen with the Chinese. Could they dump a bunch of gold in the market? Where he sees everything going. We have to say his forecasting is among some of the most accurate in the world. Again, gloomboomdoom.com. Mr. Fauber, good to have you here with us.
It's my pleasure.
Okay, well, you got the floor from Thailand. What in the world is going on right now on this planet? What do you see happening?
Well, basically, we have to go back to the 1970s to fully understand what's happened. In the 1970s, they printed money in the U.S., and commodity prices went ballistic. And they overshot on the upside because of the money printing. And after 1980, they then declined because as they went up too much, supplies came into the market, so all commodities went down until 1998. During the decline in commodity prices, No new mining was undertaken. No exploration took place. No new oil fields were looked for, because as prices went down, there was no economic reason to look for new oil. But then, after 1998, commodity prices started to rise, and because of the combination of the opening of China, the incremental demand from China and also increasingly India and other emerging economies, commodity prices started to go up, and because of the money printing in the U.S. by this rather despicable character, Mr. Bernanke, they went ballistic. And so we have very high inflation in most countries, and in many countries this high inflation in food prices, energy prices, has had an impact on the wallet of the typical household. Because whereas in the U.S. with a per capita income of $40,000, food is not a huge component in people's income in emerging economies, where, say, the per capita income in Vietnam, India, is only $1,000 per year, food and energy makes maybe 50% of people's income.
And, of course, you're now, I guess, alluding to what we see happening in North Africa. Libya, now it looks like, is basically falling to the rebellion. Reportedly, Muammar Gaddafi has fled to Venezuela. What is driving these revolutions that we're seeing popping up around the world? And if it is overall dollar devaluation and commodity increases, how much worse is it going to get? I mean, how bad is the inflation going to get?
Well, the really big question is whether these unrest we have in Tunisia, Libya, Bahrain, Egypt will spread to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. If they do, it will be very difficult for the U.S. to take sides, because on the one hand, the U.S. has supported the vicious regimes of a Mr. Mubarak. They have supported the royal family of Saudi Arabia. They never asked Saudi Arabia to have reform and democracy, whereas they embargo countries like Myanmar. So where will they stand? What can they do? And the CIA is completely useless. They had no idea that these unrest would start. They had no ground information that something was going on. And so the U.S., and particularly this incapable president that the U.S. has no way to react properly.
Mr. Faber, I mean, looking at this as an economist and as a forecaster, obviously it's spreading. The inflation is intensifying. How bad in the near term and the long term do you see the inflation getting? I know you don't want to, you can't make exact predictions, but what do you see happening in the to the dollar? What do you see happening to gold, silver, other commodities? I mean, they're skyrocketing right now.
Well, I would say the following. I have a large subscriber base. I asked all my subscribers to please send me an email if they have the feeling that their cost of living were going up by less than 5% per annum. I didn't receive a single email. And so I think that the inflation or the cost of living increases in the U.S. and elsewhere is much higher than what the government is publishing. And I think this is having a negative impact on consumption, because obviously the cost of necessities, insurance, taxes, food, energy, is going up very rapidly. And my answer to all this is the worse the economic conditions will become, the the worse the geopolitical conditions will become, the more Mr. Bernanke and his fellow Fed governors will print money. And so I'm not ultra bearish on equities. I think they will now correct because the market is way overbought. And so we can easily have a correction of 10-15%. But I think as soon as the market drops, say, 15-20%, QE3 will come into play. And all that is favorable for silver and gold. Now, the question is gold and silver expensive or is it cheap? Say, in 1999, you could buy an ounce of gold for $252. Now it's $1,400. Is it cheap or expensive? Well, in a money-printing environment, it's very difficult to decide what is expensive and what is cheap because the function of money to be a unit of account and a store of value is being lost through the money printing. And so my view would be, yeah, relative to 99, the price of gold is expensive at $1,400. But relative to the money printing, maybe not. And so my advice to all your listeners is to gradually accumulate gold. Don't trade it, don't buy it on margin, just gradually accumulate it.
And not so much as
month by month.
Yeah. Not so much as an investment or just as a hedge against inflation?
Not to own any gold is to trust the U.S. government, to trust that they will ever balance the budget again. I don't think they will ever balance the budget again, and I think the budget deficit will range between $1.5 trillion to $2 trillion for the next 5 years. I don't think they'll come down. And basically, I think the U.S. government is bankrupt.
Sir.
But before they go, they will not default on the debt. They will just print money. And not to own gold and silver is to trust Mr. Bernanke. Now go and look at his speeches. And then you tell me whether you rather trust gold or Mr. Bernanke.
We're talking to Mark Farber, the gloomboomdoom.com website, editor and publisher of the Gloom Boom Doom report. We have links to it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPundit.com. So for a radio host sitting here in Austin, Texas, Dr. Farber, looking at this, you've been completely right in your long-term breakdowns of what's happened. The mainstream media moguls in financial news continue to put out disinformation because they have a vested interest in not giving their listeners and viewers the real truth so they can position themselves while continuing to milk and sucker the public. But do we just see a gradual dollar devaluation causing, you know, ongoing commodity increases, or is there a danger of some type of hyper event, some type or a group of stairs that we basically bounce down, to the bottom, and knowing the policies of the Western world, versus what you would do to fix it. I want to ask you that in a moment. What's the end game? I mean, what's the time frame? 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years? What do we look like at the end of this? Something like, Japan with just an eternal recession?
Yes, but Japan didn't have high inflation, and because prices came down, actually real income went up. So Japan is not all that badly off. What, however, happened is that government debt went ballistic. And I think that now Japan will have more inflation through food prices and energy prices, and that this will be bad for the yen and also for Japanese government bonds. And that will then drive money out of cash, bonds, into equity. So I'm actually quite positive about the Japanese stock market. But in the case of the U.S., I think they will inflate and they will print money. And the question whether we will have hyperinflation, I think we will have high inflation rates, much higher than is generally perceived, but maybe not tomorrow, maybe only in 3 or 4 years or 5 years or so. But I think it will happen.
Well, Rory,
concerning the dollar, the question is, against what will it go down? The other paper currencies are not much better. The euro is not much better than the U.S. dollar. It's maybe slightly better, but not much better. And so the only true currencies that exist today are gold, silver, platinum, and palladium.
Doctor, let me throw this in at you then. Obviously, the Chinese realize that, and that's why they are now the biggest gold producer, are they not? I mean, clearly, they see where this is going, and if you have all these currencies, including the SDRs and the QE2 and the coming QE3, if they're all just basically another layered fiat derivative mix, then what you're, I mean, is the only outcome of this debt black hole that gold and silver do emerge in the end as...
Yeah. Yes, provided it's not taken away from you. And I'd like to add that the U.S. has been printing money, but the others have done exactly the same. It's global. And so I think all the currencies will lose value against gold and silver. But there are other avenues. Say, throughout history, gold has frequently been taken away, expropriated. Even in the U.S. in 1933, they didn't expropriate it. They paid $25 an ounce, but then after collecting all the gold from U.S. citizens, including going to the safe deposit boxes with sherry to take it out, they revalued it to $35. So I think today the U.S. government may take it away one day, they'll pay the price, and often they'll revalue it 5 times or whatever it is. But I think another avenue is to own farmland, and I think that real estate prices in the U.S. have come down. Okay, they may go down another 10%, but relatively to other countries and internationally, and after having declined, if you can find the house you like, I think it's not the bad time to buy a house in the U.S. It may not go up in value, but it may preserve its value.
Well, sir,
also, art and stamps are another avenue to protect your wealth.
Did you say art, sir?
Yes.
Yes, I totally agree with you. And, of course, you also advise and are on the board of directors of many powerhouse companies, whereas housing prices have gone down, we do see farmland all over the world skyrocketing, and obviously is that because the elites and those that know what's going on are rushing into farmland, sir?
Well, I know quite a few extremely well-to-do people who have second thought about life in big cities and the security in big cities, the unrest in the Middle East would also spread to developed countries. And also, they also know that we might have problems with modern warfare that would include cyber war or switching off the electricity or biological warfare that would touch, and terrorism that would touch the big cities. So they want to be safe. They buy an island, they buy farmland in the middle of nowhere.
Well, that's what I was about to say. I know a lot of wealthy people, truly wealthy, that I've run into here in Austin. And, of course, you obviously have run into about a million times more than I have. We're running in the highest circles.
Well, I don't think I'm a social defender.
But I mean, you know, just running into well-known, you know, people off record told me 4 years ago that the U.S. and the entire world economy was going to collapse via the derivatives, and that they were basically fleeing. I mean, I even know about John Wayne. Part of his family just ran off to Central America. I mean, so many people are evacuating. Some of the richest people in Israel, it's been in the news, are evacuating Israel. I mean, what do the elite know that the general public hasn't been let in on, Doctor?
Well, there's another element. Because of the advent of computers, the fax machine, and in the last 20 years, the internet, if I'm a hedge fund manager, if I'm a well-to-do person, I can run my business from anywhere. I sit here in the north of Thailand. I have Bloomberg. I have computer access. I have everything. So I don't need to be in a big city. I can choose a lifestyle to be in a small city and have a larger space, or to be in the countryside.
So that's a big part of the shift. I had a caller earlier who, before you came on, who wanted me to ask you about gold mining supplies versus demand, and could China or some other country or group dump a bunch of gold on the market and really knock it down far? Or is, from what I've read, China is mining a lot but consuming it and selling it because of demand?
Well, first of all, if you look at the international reserves at the hands of central banks and the wealth accumulation over the last 20 years among well-to-do people, the international reserves have grown from $1 trillion to now $9.5 trillion. The Chinese, they have $2.5 trillion. The Asians have 70% of the $9.5 trillion. The Asians, they have 2% of these reserves invested in gold. Very little. The Indian, the Reserve Bank of India bought, a year ago, 200 tons at roughly $1,040. Now it's $1,400. The Chinese, it's kind of a loss of faith for them to go into the open market and buy and announce that they're buying gold. But what they produce, they keep, and they have given incentives and created programs in China whereby individuals can now buy gold.
So they're bullish on gold?
Yeah, I mean, for sure they're not bullish on the U.S. dollar, and they're not bullish on Mr. Obama, and they're not they were never bullish on Mr. Bush.
So in layman's terms, Doctor, you've got all these countries sitting on trillions of dollars of dirty crud paper, not worth the, you know, paper it's written on.
That's
so and so the entire magnetic or gravitational pull is only towards metals. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think that investors gradually realize that, say, if you're an investor for the next 10 years, what you don't want to own is, say, a 30-year U.S. government bond. You don't want to own a 10-year U.S. government bond at the yield of 3.6%. So what else is there? You can buy stocks, you can buy precious metals, you can buy commodities. Commodities, the industrial ones and the agricultural ones and the soft, are very volatile, and usually the supply response is relatively short. In other words, there's a shortage of wheat and soybeans, corn. Within 1 year, you can plant more. But in the case of precious metals, you can't do that. The same for oil. The supply response is very slow. And so the Chinese, if they could, they would buy all the American oil companies, Chevron, ExxonMobil, Marathon Oil, whatever it is, and BHP and Rio Tinto. But politically, these countries, I mean, the U.S., Australia, Canada, will not allow the Chinese to do that. So what else do they want to do? They go and buy concessions in Venezuela, in Latin America, in general, and in Africa, Central Asia, and so forth and so on, and develop their own resources.
Mr. Faber, is it accurate to say that we're buying junk here in the U.S. with our money, they're buying real hard assets? Is it accurate that they own, that they're now producing over 90% of rare earth minerals, the Chinese?
That is correct.
Okay.
But the U.S. could produce much more. But the problem in the U.S. is that exploration, like, generally speaking, capital spending, which means education, R&D, infrastructure, plants, and equipment, was neglected.
Yes, sir.
Because the government's economic policy and the federal economic policy, the federal board's economic policy target consumption and not the investment.
Yes, sir. We're almost out of time. In the last 3 minutes we have with you, are we in a global depression? Are we entering one? Or are we going to enter one? And just overall summing up the state of the world economy and...
You mentioned earlier on the word end game. We are in the end game, but we are currently in a crack-up boom. The crack-up boom is when you postpone a recession through money printing and credit growth. The credit growth is not strong in the private sector, but it's much worse. It's in the government sector. And the government is the most unproductive factor in economic life. And so this crack-up boom will end very badly. But before it ends badly, we'll have money printing, very high inflation, and when everything fails, the U.S. will go to war. They are already in war, but they'll increase it.
Absolutely. And you're saying 2 to 4 years is the main vector zone?
Well, in my view, by printing money, you can postpone the evil, the end of the end game for, say, 7 to 10 years.
Really?
In Latin America, they did it between 1980 and 1989.
But now the hangover is so much bigger, and it looks like everything is starting to accelerate so much faster. And you say we have dumb presidents. Well, it's just they're just looting the country. For the special...
They are deluding the country. They're lying.
Yes.
And the fact is simply this. For the typical household, and I'm not speaking here of the Goldman Sachs partners and Wall Street, but for the typical household, the median household, the average American, the standards of living have gone down.
Yes.
And they will continue to go down under the present economic policy.
And that's why they put a police state grid in preemptively. It's extremely premeditated. Well, Mr. Faber, the website's gloomboomdoom.com. We haven't had you on in about a year. I know you're very busy. I want to thank you for joining us.
And it's my pleasure.
Thank you so much, sir, and I look forward to speaking to you in the near future. Again, gloom, boom, doom.
So do I.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon, sir. Amazing information. Oh, boy, I tell you, and that guy is super high-powered, and his predictions are spot on. And we're not being negative here. It's best to know the truth and make preparations for it, isn't it?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.